This year's Al-Quds March came amid the deadly bombardment of Gaza by Israel, prompting thousands to march through central London to express their solidarity with the Palestinians. Muslims and non-Muslims, Sunnis and Shias, and indeed many more, united in condemning Israel for occupying Palestinian land and for killing Palestinian people.
Today's demonstration, what is fantastic and magnificent, is the number of organizations that have come together. Jewish organization against Israel, Christian organization, Muslim organization, you know, organization from secular background, we have all come together.
Israel continues its crimes of, continues to murder, maim and terrorize Palestinians with complete impunity. And our political leaders in the West do nothing about it. So it's up to civil society to stand up and march.
Thousands of demonstrators have marched through central London and congregated here in Trafalgar Square, right in the heart of central London, chanting pro-Palestinian slogans and calling for justice for Palestine. And this year in particular, those Arab regimes that collaborate with the Zionist state have been roundly condemned.
Eventually, the marchers congregated in Trafalgar Square in the heart of London, where speakers told the crowd that the Arab Spring had given new hope to those seeking a free Palestine. They said pro-Israeli dictators in Arab countries, such as Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, had been toppled and would be replaced by anti-Israeli leaders in tune with the wishes of their people.
I made this banner for the Palestinians, and I just want to give them the message that hold on, because we're building a revolution for you, we're protesting for you, and we're going to stop the Israeli people so that you can have your land back.
Judaism does not has no place in Zionism. Zionism is a complete political, nationalistic thing. Judaism is a religion which has very full of moral values, you know, starting from the Ten Commandments of how one treats the fellow man.
As in previous years, the Al-Quds marchers were harassed by small groups of right-wing activists, members of the English Defence League, who were accused of being racist and Islamophobic, Zionists and extreme secular Iranians. They all accused the marchers of supporting so-called Islamist terrorism, but their numbers were tiny and the police penned them in. Meanwhile, speakers at this year's Al-Quds March urged everyone to keep up the pressure on Israel politically and economically. They praised the Islamic resistance in Palestine and said Israelis wouldn't rest in peace until there was justice for the Palestinians. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.